All right, 809 at WGCL. It's time we bring in County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She joins us every Wednesday morning just after 8:05 to get us caught up on what's happening with county finances, since that is the main focus of the county council. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am glad it's Wednesday morning.
Well, that means you get a visit with us, and we're glad to have you.
It sure does.
And it
good
also
morning,
means,
Marty.
And it also means that you had a meeting last night, and we saw some of the.
And we saw some of the
evidence in the paper.
There were so many pages
of what
I'm so grateful that we, you know, have our, you know, that I finally went out and bought myself a laptop so that I don't
Very
have
smart.
To carry around pages and pages or
the
whatever.
Paperless
but,
office.
I'm grateful for that because there was, I think, somewhere almost 200 pages in our packet this time.
Wow.
And that's just for 1 week and one meeting, correct?
Well, this is this work session agenda. It's supposed to be a work session, and it felt like a continuation of our budget hearings, which I found very stressful. I don't know whether people just don't understand or whether there's a breakdown somehow.
What don't they understand, Marty?
Well, we are supposed to have all of the requests turned in to our personnel committee early in the spring. Then if there's changes to be made in salaries having to do with changes in job or if there's a new position, that has time to go to our consultant and get it back, and we all know then what new jobs, what it's going to cost the county, what any kind of increase in the classification, what that's going to cost the county. And that is something the department heads need to have before they turn in what is required by the state. It's the state form, Form 144. The department heads fill out what their positions are that they're asking for and the dollar amount. And those things are being filled out without knowing what the dollar amount is supposed to be. They can put any amount on there, and we'll still mess around trying to figure out what the salary is supposed to be. I think there's a feeling, well, we can just keep doing this clear to the end of the year. And legally, perhaps we can, but that is not the way the budget process is supposed to work. So we've already voted on next year's budget, and we've already voted on the salary ordinance, and that was, you know, during budget adoption. And now we're going through all this again, changing salaries for this year.
Why are we doing it now? Why does it just come to the forefront now?
I mean, my gosh, you're talking it's almost the end of October.
Well, they're changing it for this year, and in addition to which, they're going to change it for next year, all of these positions that are being discussed. Well, it certainly is making me think twice about having voted in favor of our tax rates and levies and our budgets, because this is just flying in the face of what of the way it's supposed to work. But I understand that it's worked in this chaotic fashion for the last few years, so there's probably council members think this is the way it's supposed to do.
Well, it just seems, so what do you do from here? They just ram it through and everything's great?
Right, that's what they'll do.
Marty, who's asking for changes in salaries and I guess, additional people?
Well, yes, that's the treasurer. She wanted to raise for her financial cash manager, and she got it. And would just have to once we've had the vote, I just have to live with it. I don't think it was right to take it from one classification and bump it from a Pat 2 up to a Pat 4. Our consultant said that if you want to take it to a Pat 4, then you need to have it have qualifications such as, you know, a bachelor's degree or CPA. And that's what it would require it for them to recommend this Pat 4. Well, we went ahead and did a Pat 4, but we didn't require that. so. And I'm not saying it did require a CPA or it should have, but therefore it also didn't make it a Pat Four. But we've got what we've got because now I was the only one that voted against it.
Well, that's hardly surprising.
So that means it will have to be read again.
So
remember when there was this big disagreement about whether or not we had to have two readings on something
you know,
just a few weeks ago? And I said, no, this is what the Indiana Code says. So definitely has to be two readings on a salary ordinance.
And the justification for this person needing, I mean, which sounds like a fairly substantial raise, if you're rating them to pay.
From $35,793 to $40,286, and then next year, of course, that would be $41,286.
So that's a $5,000 year raise. And next year will be $6,000. Yeah,
and they're, you know, up until this.
If this person's doing
something, they were still 9 months behind.
Yeah,
balancing the cash to the bank, and we found out last night that they have done the first quarter. They finished the first quarter. Well, that means they haven't even started May, or if they have, that she didn't indicate they had. Now, May is one of the hardest months to try to balance your cash to the bank. So they're, you know, good luck to them getting that done.
And, but, of course, there's a reason for giving this raise because they're doing what so wonderfully?
Well, you know, I'm trying to be as fair and open-minded about this.
Well, I'm going to take it another direction. If this person is doing such a great job, and I don't even know who this person is, so don't get on my case of picking on this person. Whoever this person is, if they've done such a fantastic job, why didn't the whoever needed to get them a raise go through the proper channels? Why did they want to shove it in late?
Well,
why didn't you just speak up at the budget like you're supposed to and follow the rules and say, hey, this person's been in my office doing a great job. Let's give them a raise. Why do they wait outside of the process to do it? It doesn't look good, whether it's legal or not. That's up to the attorneys, but it doesn't even look good. It doesn't look good when you come on here and tell us every week that the office has problems. Nothing, and then everybody on the council just says, yes, let's do this? What planet am I living on?
Okay, hello. Evidently started the process before budget hearings, but obviously not early enough to get the.
So why don't people just say no? You can't do that.
Well, wait till next year.
Wait till next year.
I talked to
I got an idea. Hold on. I got an idea. Why don't we just do this? Why don't we retroactivate this raise 7 years in the past and give her all the money January 1st? Why don't we just do that?
Oh,
why not?
Keep your mouth shut.
We did that with 9 months of payment last year.
Don't give them ideas, Glass.
Why not?
Don't give them ideas.
I want to make it also clear. I'm not saying it is this employee's fault.
It's not the employee's fault.
Done.
No.
We didn't say that at all.
They're not allowed by their department head to move forward, and then they can't do it. You know, they have to follow directions.
No one follows directions.
So
you're telling
I'm
me right now no one's following any directions. You're telling me that they're doing this after this when you can do it. You're telling me after the budget's been done. You're saying after it's been signed, and they're doing it. So why do they even have rules?
Well,
why is this even a story?
Was the question last night. It was like, well, why does July 1st, why does that explain
Nobody
why
cares.
That has anything to do with it? And I said, because it is a part of the budget process. There's supposed to be a process to that. If we don't do it in the form of a process, it ends up in last-minute chaos.
Yeah, but they get their money, so who cares?
And so we sit there in this meeting, and clearly everybody's just going to vote yes for everything.
Yeah, that's what it is. So why even bring this up? It's just a handout. Everybody wants whatever you need. Just go down and ask for it, and you get a 7-1 vote or an 8-1 vote, whatever it is. It doesn't.
As long as you're buddies with the.
Can
the
you
people,
show me? Show me the last county the last vote in the county that was negative. So it was no. When anybody came forward with anything, was there ever been a no vote besides you?
Well,
has there ever been a vote that went 5-4? No, it's everything
I can't
you.
Be down that guy.
Everything you walked down there.
The treasurer also asked.
I don't blame him. I mean,
to reinstate a position, which is you know, she was
sure. Give them five more positions. Well, I tell you what. While you're at it, why don't you buy them a brand new software system too? Maybe they'll get that to work. And if they don't, we'll just buy another one. Who cares?
Okay, I do want to throw in the thing that she did ask for a new person, and at least it appeared there was not going to be enough people to support that, and she withdrew that and said, "Well, I won't put her on full time. I'll just go ahead and put this person on."
See,
and pay for it out of my hourly. So she's still going to do the
still
person, but she's going to pay for it out of a different line.
Good.
Okay,
good.
But the software system. There was a meeting, the County Board of Commissioners, yesterday, and one of the things that they were going to discuss was that having to do with whether or not the auditor or the treasurer could grant permission to get into what they needed for their control system, or take it away from the employees. And so what they have determined is that IT, our technical person, will be the administrator. They'll be the sort of the gatekeeper of who has authority to get into that accounting system to look at or to change anything. And that's important because, let's say if you had two elected officials who perhaps were not getting along well with one another, what's to stop them from trying to get the information to flow freely? So this is an effort to make certain that that could not happen, and that should help some of this. But the strange thing is that we found out last night that evidently our software package might be giving us a lot more opportunity, things that we could be doing with it that were not, that appeared that they weren't even, that the county was not even aware that some of these other applications could be used. And I might be using the wrong terminology because I'm not an IT person, but they have the Harris Software has agreed to come to the county to look over how it is we're.
How long has the software been with the county?
And see whether or not there's changes
that
we need or that we need in training.
That's fine. How long has the software been there?
From the beginning, if we would just get people trained.
Marty, how long has the software been there from Harris?
Oh, yeah, years and years and
no,
years.
No, wait.
Yeah.
I want to know how many years,
yeah,
because I want to know why this is a problem today. Not last month, not last week, not 4 years ago.
And why weren't they trained?
Who just figured out it's not working, Marty? What have you been doing with the software? You put your feet on it?
I'm telling
you put your
you
paychecks
what,
on it? You put your raise requests on it?
The people who are in charge of these two offices, the treasurer, the elected treasurer, was in the auditor's office beginning with the Sandy Newman administration. So she's been around that software this whole time. Mm-hmm. So, and now she's over at the treasurer's office. Then from the beginning of the Amy Gersman, and I'm going back in years trying to figure out how many years that would be. That would have been 8 years ago.
So no one in 8 years has figured out that A, the software doesn't work, and B, nobody knows how to use it.
And he's been around it for more than 8 years.
Exactly.
8 years.
No one cares.
And the treasurer's been around it.
Give me a raise. Just give me some more money, and I'll make. I'll just push this to the back burner, and we'll figure out. Look over here. Just look over here. That's what it is. I'm losing my patience with this segment on Wednesdays because it is a gross example of no one cares.
Extreme incompetence.
I've used this analogy 1,000 times. Nobody cares until you walk up to them, punch them in the face, take their cell phone out of their pocket, steal it, and take their money. And then we run screaming into the night, we need help, and we need everything else.
And
this
speaking
is,
of taking our money, we
keep
are
going,
still,
sure, why not? Let me just put my feet up. Looks like I picked the wrong week to stop
still,
sniffing glue.
We are still reviewing what's going on with the credit card, the latest credit card fiasco. That was also supposed to be on the agenda for the commissioner's work session, and evidently it's
still. Oh, it's only $1,000. Who cares? Come on, Marty. Quit picking on him.
Right.
Quit picking on him.
I'm so sorry that I have to bring you bad news today.
It's every day. It's every Wednesday.
But could I share some good news?
No, because I don't
believe
it sounds
contrived. Wait a minute. I want to hear the end of the whole thing with this money missing in the auditor's office.
Well, I'm not saying there's money missing. I'm saying that it appears that a credit card was inappropriately used. To me, that's money, because I know if somebody got out of my credit card and used it for something they weren't supposed to, that'd be my money paying for it. But at any rate, that is now still over at the sheriff's office, so I don't have an answer on that as yet.
At least it's being looked at. I guess that's the good news. At least it's only $1,000 instead of the jail where it's $260,000 or whatever that is.
Right.
So what's the big deal? It is, right. How do I get into government? I want to learn how to get my hands in this, because I want some of this. I want some of this action.
Well, Glass, what's really scary is if someone like you or someone like me decided to do some of this stuff, it might not get caught. Because actually, as far as I can tell, the people who've got caught have not been real bright. So if you or I were doing it, it might not get caught. So how much out there is getting stolen?
Well, we got Marty Hawk looking at it. Someone's going to get caught.
How much is getting stolen out there that we aren't finding out about?
Well, I'm just talking about that. But it does take more than one set of eyes.
That's right.
Checking off on anything.
Just give me more money. It just seems like all you have to do is walk down there, stick out your hand, say, give me more money, and boom, 8-1 on the gavel, and you get it. It's awesome. I mean, I'm so happy for those people that are getting more money for doing stuff. That's great. I mean, being a county employee and being a city employee, whatever it is, I'm happy that everybody's getting more money. Good job. It's great. It's a blessing. What a community. What a community where we can come together, and all you do is you walk downtown into a meeting, and it doesn't matter what time of day it is, what time of year, you just say, I need more money. And they say, there you go. It's like an ATM. You don't even have to have a PIN number. You just hit, give me the money. It spits right out of the machine.
So, Marty.
Fantastic.
Marty,
I mean, I'm glad we do.
You have good news.
Yeah, it's good news. You go down the county and you just get money. It's great news. Margaret and I are going to be down there. We're going to be down there at 9:15. Is anybody going to be down there? What's the point of having a budget? What's the point of having rules? Let's just give money out. Margaret, before Margaret goes to work this morning, we're going to the county and say,
I guess they can just change the rules.
Yeah, they can. Why don't they just do it? At least not slap the process in the face. Yeah, why not?
Ooh,
here comes the State Board of Accounts. Ooh, that's what,
Marty. You're not even supposed to be messing with changing the way any of the forms work without getting it approved by the state.
We don't have to worry about how all that happened. Marty, you know what I'm going as for Halloween? I'm going as a State Board of Accounts. That's what I'm going as. Ooh, scary, like my little boy says. I'm going to be the State Board of Accounts. Here I come. Ooh, here. Slap you on the wrist.
I'd like to share some good news.
You can do it next Wednesday.
You
can tell us all about the elections. I can tell you how those are going right now. I can give you the results if you want. But we'll do that next Wednesday, because that's what it's going to be, Wednesday, November 4th, the day after Election Day. And then.
If we get the results sometime.
And then. We'll just ask for more money to do it faster next time. It doesn't matter.
I mean, we just have here's your election budget. More for the election? Yeah,
we'll do it. It's better. It's better. It's new. It's exciting. Come on, Marty. Just get on board. Please. 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 Just spend. Spend it. You're fine. Who cares? There's no
controls.
Why don't you talk to the city council person like that?
Sure.
I'm telling you.
Mayor was off this week. He wasn't here yesterday.
You just talk so calm. Nothing is very...
No, because the mayor was off this week. I'll get mayor. Mayors are here on election day. I'll let him have it. I'll let them all have it. I'll get Wason tomorrow. I'll just line them up. I don't care. The point of the matter is, your good news will kick off the month of November. We're going to look at it this way, because October's been an absolute train wreck. So we're not going to sneak it into the last minute just to make everything look good. No, we're going to stop, and you're going to put that, and I'll let you do it number one on your list next Wednesday. If this program is still on the airwaves, by the way, next Wednesday, who knows? I don't know what's going on here. I might die on Halloween. Who knows?
Are you trying to tell me we're about to go off the air?
I don't know. I mean,
have something to do.
No, because people, there's no consequence of anything that goes on around here. So people might not like my opinion and say, hey, look, it's time for him to go. I don't know. We'll do it next Wednesday, Marty, and it's going to start our month off on the right foot. and we're going to have happy news, and we're going to have Margaret put makeup on me, and I have a big old smile. I look like the Joker.
Yeah, I was going to say Batman. It's going to look like the Joker. Good.
And whether I'm smiling, frowning, or upset, I'll be one of the seven people that will be happy about it, and then the other people will just be happy because everything in Bloomington, you can play by any rules you want at any time you want, and there is no repercussions. The balance, the budget's balanced. There's a rainy day fund. You got all this money laying around. Good job. You guys are the best. And I just wanted to congratulate you on that here in the final show of October.
Budget's not balanced.
Well, but why does everybody keeps getting this money? It has to be, Marty. What's the big deal?
That's why I was sitting there last night ready to, I was steaming. I thought, do you not understand? We've already passed a budget that is way more than our revenue. And you're sitting here
I need more money.
And spending more money.
Hey, 8-1, bam, gavel, there it is. It's 9 people in the council, right?
No, we had seven.
6-1, sorry, got my math
and
wrong.
And last night we only had 6 because, remember, Rick Deese has now retired.
Moved out of the district, out.
And moved over to the most beautiful home and waiting on his new baby to arrive.
Congratulations, Rick. You're not part of the...
Happy for him. He escaped that house.
8:30, Marty. Got to go. See you next week. Bye. Have a great Halloween. Don't eat too much candy. Bye. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to just keep going?
I've been saying this for years. It's so glad. It's so nice to have you on board finally, Glass.
I can only go by what I hear. And if Marty Hawk is lying to me, which I don't think is the case.
No,
interview she's done is on her website. So if you got issues with what she's bringing up, go listen to them. I don't think she is.
No, she's not.
Sorry about the math. 6-1 on the council, not 7-1. So if you want a handout, just make sure it's 6-1.